W, Juliet W, Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey. WG8W, standing by.
Good morning from N6 to DCW.
Any DMH testing?
Any DMH testing? Any DMH testing?
WG8W. WFRPM. WG8W.
Roger that. I'm using the Petoskey repeater right now. I believe that's linked over to you guys over there.
You're right. Yeah, I'm actually coming in via Petoskey also right now. Did you go down to the Cadillac Ham Fest today?
You know, I was very sorry that I had to miss it. Been under the weather for the last 10 days or so with a real tough bout of the spring flu, and back up and around last few days and feeling good again, but the thought of a two-hour car ride and a lot of standing around, I might have fainted or something. I sure wanted to make it. How about yourself, Jeff?
Well, probably about the same. I thought about it, but I did not drive down. Really didn't have anything I wanted to buy, but still kind of curious who all went.
Yeah, me too. I heard some fellas talking earlier on the Cadillac repeater, and the guy said he went there on a whim looking for something that he thought he'd never find in a million years, and lo and behold, he found it there. So that was a nice report to hear. I was talking to KWQK, and he said it's one of the biggest swaps in the region, and that really piqued my interest. I was sorry I missed it.
Yeah, they've got quite a lot of floor space that they cover, a lot of hallways and one big gymnasium. They cover a lot of space. It's been a couple of years since they've been down there, but you're right. It's one of the bigger ones around. But hey, you know, wait a few months, there's going to be another one.
That's right. It's always something to look forward to. About it over here, Jim. Thanks for checking in, and it's always good talking to you. This is Rich over here, south end of Torch Lake, KF8CQV. Be clear on your final.
Okay, well, I'll be clear also. The sun's trying to peek out, so I might venture out to my mailbox and see what the mail person delivered. ACDT, 73.
This is KJ5JZQ monitoring on a mobile setup.
Good evening from N6VCW.
Yeah, I didn't catch your call sign there. Thanks for coming back to me. My name is Andrew. I'm originally from Oklahoma. That's where I got licensed. And I moved back out here to Michigan for the second time in the past 2 years. Love this beautiful state. Yeah, just saying hello.
Good evening. My name here is John, and the caller is November 6th, Victor Charlie Whiskey. I was licensed in Southern California and born and raised in Michigan, and I live in Indiana, in Fort Wayne.
You in Northern Michigan right now? You said Fort Wayne. A little confused there. Sorry about that. This is KJ5JZQ.
Yeah, I'm originally from southwest Michigan, born and raised down by the Grand Rapids area. And then I moved out to California and stayed there for 42 years, retired, and moved back to Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I'm just up here visiting to see the city and show my wife places up here that were kind of neat to see. And we're kind of touring the island today and just kind of having a good time together.
So, the island, are you referring to the Mackinac Island? It's a beautiful island. I've been out there multiple times. Actually, on my 20th birthday, got a chance to ride a helicopter and take a tour of the whole island via helicopter, so that was pretty fun. That's awesome.
Yep, we went out and visited the island today and kind of played around there for several hours and then came back. But, yeah, it's a beautiful place. Had great weather.
This is Whiskey 8 Tango Juliet Oscar, Andrew's uncle, and I'm not even sure what repeater I'm on right now. I put him on this one. This W8CCE is what I listed on my radio S. And some of the repeaters are linked together too. This one I'm not familiar with. I know the Vanderbilt one I can link all the way down to Grand Rapids and south of there, all over the place on the link system. That's pretty cool. But I'm not sure which one I'm on here. W8CCE, it says on my radio.
Well, thanks a little from the our sponsor. I guess I kind of cleared that up. Now we know.
I feel like this repeater is maybe up high on Stetsonville Hill area, but I could be wrong. Because it's covering us pretty good. We're kind of in a valley closer to Harbor Springs area or that Harbor Springs Airport, getting over by that way, Conway. I'm surprised. Yeah, it seems like this is pretty strong where we're at right now in Emmett County.
Well, I'm just looked this up on the repeater book, and this is the nearest one to where we're staying currently in Mackinac City. So, don't know too much about it. Just been listening to the frequency for the last half a day, and this is the only activity I've heard so far, so it's been nice to make your acquaintance.
Okay, yeah, this might be a Mackinac repeater, and it might be linked to a couple other in the area. I think there's a group of them that are linked all the way down to one in Traverse City. There's a pretty high-tech group, I think, out of the in that club of people, and I think a lot of that technical know-how comes out of some of the ones in Traverse. Somewhere up by you too is the, if it's still out of there. I thought they moved it though, but there was the repeater that's out of like an old icebreaker, Coast Guard icebreaker, and I thought that was actually docked in Sheboygan, but I could be wrong. I never went up and got in there and saw any of that, and I should be more connected to the groups up here, but I'm actually more connected to some in Grand Rapids area, actually. I did live down there for a while. This is Whiskey 8 Tango Juliet Oscar. I'm going to give this back to Andrew.
Yeah, the repeater ID says something about an icebreaker, so that's probably the one I'm using, and sounds to me like it's so totally feasible that this is linked to other repeaters, so very well could be. I know that the repeater directory just shows that I'm half a mile from the location of this repeater, so I could probably get this on low power and a paperclip if I had to. back to you, Andrew, M6VCW.
This is KJ5KZQ coming back, Andrew. Just to double check that with you, that was November 6th, Bravo. Sierra Whiskey is your call sign, is that right?
Sierra with the S.
It's N6BCW, sorry about all that. I was going to log you on QRZ if you're on there. It's kind of my thing. I like to get logs in. You know, I'm a pretty new ham, pretty young ham, and just I think it's pretty neat to be able to log people and be like, I talked to them from this distance or that distance. Yeah.
Okay, the call phonetically is November 6th, Victor Charlie Whiskey, VCW. Victor Charlie Whiskey.
I got that. November 6th, Victor Charlie Whiskey, so N6BCW. Thank you for that. I'll probably log you later tonight, log in on my laptop, and figure it out. It's going to say that I'm Oklahoma, because I originally lived there, so I just need to go in and re-update all that with SCC. So that's a fun little project I've got on my hands. But yeah, it's pretty neat. I love ham radio. The hobby's great, and I love talking to people around the world. It's pretty neat, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ham radio's been a fantastic hobby for me. I've enjoyed it for almost 30 years now. I was originally licensed, like I said, back in California, where I used to live, and that was one of the first things I did after moving from Michigan to California. I got licensed fairly quick. And then moved around the country a little bit. Did a lot of traveling from my first position at the company that I retired from after 38 years. And did a whole lot of different positions within that company in that time. So almost 4 decades with the same company. I'm semi-retired now. I still do work full-time, but nothing to do with what I used to do. Used to be an IT engineer, and now I work security for a retail store chain.
So that's really neat. So mine is actually the opposite. I used to work security for a retail store chain, maybe the same one you work for, and now I'm in IT. I got a job, a pretty nice IT job with a pretty big pharmaceutical company. I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. And, my uncle here, he got me introduced into the ham hobby. I kind of knew about it before, but he was really the one that, like, pushed me to go get my ham license and really showed me, like, what you can do with it. And, you know, I got to talk using his call sign a few times, and I really thought that was neat. And then I honkered down this last year and was like, I just need to go get my own call sign. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I got my own equipment, and, I couldn't be happier. I'm still waiting to get out on a field day eventually, try that out, and I want to build antennas and learn more about electronics and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's one great aspect of the hobby is learning all about the different facets. I build many an antenna, and right now I'm just, for my HF station back home, I'm using an NZ random wire. With a 43-to-1 ballon, NZ, and you know, the wire goes 25 feet up into a tree, and I worked the world on it. I worked the Florida QSO party last weekend. That was kind of fun. I talked to a lot of people down in Florida and had a great time doing the contest. So. Yep, but yeah, I was in IT for 25 out of those 38 years, and prior to that, I was a optical technician and all kinds of cool stuff. I worked for a photographic equipment manufacturer and did all kinds of stuff in the photographic industry. Started out in the photo finishing industry when we still used film.
I was curious, how much power are you putting through that inset antenna on your HF rig? This is KJ5JZQ.
And this is N6 of ECW. It's just a stock ICOM IC7300, 100 watts. I think I rolled the power back to around 90-95, just so that I don't overstress the finals on it. But yeah, anywhere from 90 to 100 watts is usually what I put into it. The antenna is good up to, I think, 150 watts or something, so not a problem. My wife is looking at me, and she wants to go to dinner, so I'm going to probably bow out on your final there and go have some dinner with my lovely bride.
All right. Pleasure talking to you, man, and good hearing from you. Good to get some action on the radio. And 73 to you. Have a great night. Enjoy.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you and your uncle. 73 to both of you, and have an excellent night. And hope to talk to you down the log. November 6th, Victor Charlie with Steve Clare.